those people that longs to expose yourself. GoDaddy.com has everything you need to expose your inner brilliance to the world. And this podcast contains a special code that you can use to get brilliant discounts at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
This summer, when you buy Coke, you get music. You can win an iPod or free songs on iTunes.
And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky! This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gopher.
Hello. Well done, you've reached Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week, we've got a Nicotine Records special dedicated to Hamboy. That's right, there's been a bit of bad news for Hamboy. He's had a few problems with his head. I mean, I don't see what the fuss is, really. He hardly ever uses the fucking thing. Still, we are going to dedicate absolutely every single song to him this week. Because all the music this week, it's not actually all from Italy.
Right.
But it's all on an Italian record label. And I'm going to give you the label website right at the top of the show.
Okay.
It's nicotinerecords.com.
Nicotine Records.
Don't forget that.
Okay.
I will be testing you on it later.
Okay.
And I'll be spotting your spelling mistakes.
Okay, I'll write it down.
And this, of course, is the wonderful Needles. Oh, we've got great news this week, Tone, haven't we? I've hinted at it. On several levels.
Have you?
Yeah, because we've got a Scar legend to talk about as well.
Oh, yes.
But anyway, I don't know whether we've got a word of the week. Once again, MySpace comments is not the top five. There were too many good ones.
Oh, no.
But the rest of it I've kept down. We're going to try and keep the show...
Shorter than last week.
We're going to try and keep the show to under 5 hours this week.
Nice.
My favourite track this week, just so you know... I don't know. Maybe track two, maybe track five. I don't know.
Really?
News about the Brickcasters this week.
Okay.
We're going to hint at some other stuff this week as well about...
Really?
..what's happening to Punky in a couple of weeks' time.
Okay,
so we're only going to hint at it. And I'm going to play the first song now. Should we play the first song now?
Yeah.
Right. So the first band up... from Nicotine Records, and it's nicotinerecords.com, is a band called The Wild Weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And look at the geezer, look, he's got a monkey hat on, Tony.
That's impressive.
That is impressive. Anyone playing bass guitar wearing a monkey hat is a friend of mine. and because this whole show is dedicated to Felix, I think it's only fair that the first song should be called Nice Guys Don't Play Rock and Roll.
Okay.
Because as much as I feel sorry for Felix and hope that he's well soon,
he's
not a nice guy.
All right.
But he does play rock and roll.
Oh, he does, yeah.
And he plays it like you wouldn't believe. And I've got an idea for what he can do after the op as well.
Okay.
Which is, he's going to love it. He's going to be really, really happy.
Right.
So, anyway, the song is called Nice Guys Don't Play Rock and Roll. It's by a band called The Wild Weekend.
Yep.
You can find out more about them on their MySpace page, Tony.
Okay.
What is it?
MySpace.com/Wild Weekend.
It is! You bastard! I thought you were going to say The Wild Weekend. Gutted. And gutted, you see. And gutted, you see.
Thought the Italian.
Right then. What, sorry?
Thought it was Italian.
Yeah,
not Italian. Welsh, Italian.
Cool. Italian. From the valleys. Oh. Val Italian, it is. Val Italian. I think I just got me a word of the week. Val Italian.
Made a home and said, nice boys,
So,
yes,
that is the Wild Weekend, and Nice Boys Don't Play Rock and Roll.
Right, this
a
one does.
Classic rock and roll chat for the start of the song. Now, there's one or two definitions to sort out right at the top here. I've already said about Felix.
Yes.
And I've also called him Hamboy.
Yes.
Because Felix is also called Hamboy. He's also called the twat in the hat.
Right,
And Felix the little drummer boy.
Oh.
All right.
Where did this twat in the hat come from? Is that just something before?
I think he made it up himself. He does he does like his hats, though.
Okay.
I think he's been wearing too many. I think that's half the problem.
Right.
Or it might have been that Charlie is doing his head in. Make of that what you will. Now, also, the other definition we have to make is that someone we have referred to previously in the show has become known as the Lodger.
The Lodger, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to establish that.
Okay.
And also we need to establish the fact, Tony, that I'm really going to fuck you up at the weekend, so look out. Right.
Okay.
MySpace, top five comments. That went out the window a few weeks ago and became the top 50.
Didn't it?
Because we're getting so many. It's myspace.com/punkyradio. Okay.
Yes.
And we do recommend that. I mean, you can go and view it without actually being registered on MySpace, can't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You can view the profile.
And listen to the preview.
But if you want to get involved in... if you want to get involved in us... get involved in our innards, then you do have to log on, become a member of MySpace, blah, 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 and add us as a friend. MySpace.com/punkyradio. And you can write anything up to 2,500 characters in the comments section.
Okay.
Some of these are short, some of these are great. Here goes. First one from Stefan, who I think is from Austria or Germany, one of the two. It was Austria,
right.
I think.
Okay.
Thanks for the ad, and thanks for renewing and ruining my English vocabulary.
No
P.S.
worries.
Tony, but I love your voice.
Okay.
Now, rather worryingly, there's two T's in the butt.
Make of that what you will.
Yo, bitches!
Hello.
I was just wondering, please, if it would be possible, please, for there to be, please, any sort of ska punk type show, please, on the cards, please, in the near future, please, at all. Yeah? Rhino. Yes, Rhino.
That sounds good.
There's a very good chance, because we're due to do another one from the Union Label Group, Stump Records.
Yes.
And we got a CD today, didn't we?
We did.
The Punky Bunker received its first CD from Beyond the Grave.
Scary.
We got a CD from Desmond Decker. We're going to find out if we can play any. That's very exciting.
Sent it to us anyway,
isn't it? Thanks, Des. Me Israelite. Wake up in the morning feeling pretty greasy. And what is the line in the Israelites? We might have mentioned this before on the show, but there's one line in it that I've got no idea what he's saying at all. But it sounds like, what, chuck a pick a pock, Danny Levy?
Don't know.
But I did used to play football with Danny Levy. Anyway. This was from Jill. Jill Kills. Don't be a smacktard and give me some love on the next show. I've listened to you guys forever and I wouldn't have it any other way. Well, you'd have it whichever way we wanted. You're my saviour at work and in my car. I love you guys.
Aww.
Love from Canada. That's interesting because we've got some hate from Canada later on in the show. This one's from Laura. Gooper, gooper, double gooper. I haven't left you guys a message in ages, but I just realised that I've now been listening to Punky for a full year now. Yeah. Respect to Laura. So cheers for the Punky brilliance. Love, Laura. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you for listening for an entire year.
That's all our shows, nearly.
Your lodger gave up ages ago.
I know.
All right, this is from Jeff. Ugly shoes. I haven't commented in a while because I had nothing important to say. I still don't. But I wanted you to know that I'm still always looking.
Always looking.
Always looking. For an opportunity to share Punky with the people I meet on the road. He's a tramp.
Right.
You guys are my absolute heroes. Brilliant show last week. About to download today's show, Jeff. Nice one, Jeff. And finally, Jeff, I have sent you a photograph of me wearing a Cemetery Service t-shirt.
Right.
There you go.
I think he must have got the one. I've already sent him one, I think. I've been doing it.
Really? So he's got one for both?
He's got, yes.
Cool.
There you go.
Right. Bombshell.
Okay.
This is like we read out Bombshell's one last week.
All
cheers
right.
for reading my comment. And after hearing some raw poo last week, I went to their site and fucking loved it. Some great tracks there. And lastly, you stupid wankers.
Oh.
The joke you were attempting to tell was, what's E.T. short for?
Don't know.
He only has little legs.
Nice.
Which is a very funny joke that I fucked up about 8 times last week. And I'm a professional comedian. Christ.
Was that last week?
I think it was last week, wasn't it?
Probably, yeah.
Time flies quickly in the Punky Bunker.
Yeah,
smacktards. Oh, well, it's a shite joke anyway. Bombshell. Right.
Play.
This was from Rachel. I'm just deciding whether to buy a T-shirt or not. Well, buy one.
Yeah.
My brother is doing some slogan business for school and keeps wondering why I'm forcing him to put kill kitten blood on it. Unfortunately, he's selling fitted guy tops, so the irony would just kill us all. And shit, having just remembered it's his 17th in 2 days, I should probably get cracking with the whole buying. One beauty of punk is that I no longer have to buy CDs. It sucks being poor. Now, on a just the point there, we do want you to buy CDs. We want you to buy the CDs of the artists that we play, or at least buy the stuff that can be downloaded at iTunes, etc.
Which is kind of the point.
Because this is all about advertising bands, not ripping them off. But we're going to let that go for now. Nobody will give me a job because I keep showing up to interviews in hoodies and ripped denim shirts. Oh, fucking hell. I keep showing up to interviews in hoodies and ripped denim skirts. I'd get rid of the hoodie. You'll get the job. Alas, they know nothing of my intellect or my kitten blood issues. I'm off to carve his name in a potato, so the thought counts. Rachel. And last but not least, and this is my favourite comment from this week, this is from a different Jeff, as he's now become known.
A different Jeff.
A different Jeff.
Nice.
Right, ready?
Yeah.
In fact, can you just mute this a second? Boycott Las Vegas, November 17th, James Blunt at the Hard Rock Hotel. Thank you, Tony.
The Hard Rock Hotel.
Yes. I would like everybody to leave Las Vegas on November the 17th. We'll make a new film.
Rats feeling sinking shit.
Like,
Jesus.
We'll make a new film. You know Leaving Las Vegas?
Yeah.
We'll do a new one called Leaving Las Vegas because of James Blunt. Right, you've got a page too, haven't you, Tony?
Okay, yeah. More MySpace comments. Paul and Tony, we have a serious matter to discuss. What's this I hear about you saying fuck Canadians?
Fuck Canardinans.
Fuck Canardinans.
Fuck Canardinans.
You have to respect your Canadian listeners.
No, we don't.
take this as a fair warning.
Fuck
Article 8, Section B,
Balls.
Paragraph 4 of the contract I had you sign in your sleep.
Fuck them.
For a complete copy, check inside your trousers. Hopefully this matter will not interfere with the Canadian popularity of Punky. If it does, severe punishment courtesy of Kinky Sex Raiders wooden paddle giveaway will be inflicted on said radio stars. Have a lovely day.
Poor crazy Canardinans and fools.
Punky fans union.
You crazy Canardinans fools.
That's
alright. That's alright. We're going to apologise later on.
Are we?
But not right now.
Okay.
Goober.
Fuck Canardinans. I was being yelled at by my substitute PE teacher and I had the strangest thought. The sub PE teacher looks like one of those hard-ass marine commanders with a real gravelly voice, and I could just picture him yelling, "All right, soldiers, I'm going to kick you so hard up the ass that your eyes are going to fall out your foot!" Or something like that.
Hold on, I thought he just said he was going to sound really hard in it.
Yeah, that's as good as I get, I think. Nice guys.
Hello, Jack!
Fucking hell, fire. Shit, missing. Soldiers, that's not physically possible. Commander, I know that's hard. I'm not even going to try it. I know that's how hard I'm going to kick you. Don't know if it make much sense. No, it doesn't make much sense. But laughing at him earned me a week's worth of detention. Yours truly, Padders. I got a bit confused then.
Oh dear.
Hey, you fat-faced...
Hey. Whoa. Thank you, Padders. That was a really fantastic comment that Tony made a mess of.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to fuck him up.
Shit. Hey, you flat-faced monkey fuckers. How's life been? Well, would just like to let you know that it's Friday and I've just eaten purple pancakes. Quite delicious. Purple pancakes.
It's Who Purple is? Pancake Friday.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, whatever happened to the emo confessionals? Oh, well, maybe you're just too busy. By the way, Tony, don't feel too bad. I'd just like to let you know that I'd fuck you any day. And I'm glad to rip my off my shirt any time for you, Paul. That's how much I love Punky. P.S. I think Tower Jiggity.
Tower Jiggity.
Tower Jiggity.
Tower Jiggity.
Should be entered into the Punky Swiss Esperanto as most repeated name. Love the show.
Jiggity.
Keep up the good work. And of course, always looking.
Always Jiggity. Looking. Tower Jiggity. I pity the fool. Tower Jiggity.
Emo confessionals.
I ain't find no pain. Tower Jiggity.
Yeah, no one sent anything yet.
The reason that the emo confessionals haven't happened yet is because no one's fucking sent us one.
No, if you have an emo confessional.
Because no one wants to be the first person to admit they've had an emo moment.
Right.
That's easy for me to say.
Isn't it? Wow.
If you've had an emo moment, email tony@punkyradio.com.
Yeah.
And we'll get the emo confessionals going.
Yeah.
All right. Next song.
Okay.
Next song.
All right.
Okay. Next song this evening on our Nicotine Records special, in which we dedicate the entire show to Hamboy. Good luck this week, Hamboy. We're
yes.
thinking of you.
Good luck.
Don't be silly in future. it's from a band called Bad News, right? And they are on the Nicotine Records label. What I want to know, Tony, is what's their MySpace account?
MySpace.com/badnews?
No! Ha! It's MySpace.com/rockandrollbadnews.
Oh.
It's Tony 1, Internet 1.
Oh.
And this might be dedicated to Inspector Clouseau. He's called French Detective.
Cool.
To me, being a gangster was better than being President of the United States. Jail.
I will not take you to jail, but I may possibly take you up to my hotel room and make a right mess of your toe.
Hey?
Cha! That was bad news and French Detective.
Cool.
Criminal!
Roots!
Right. Roots! Respect! So in the next bit, we're going to talk about Desmond Dekker.
Yes.
A little bit. But in this bit, we're going to do emails and messages and Podcast Alley Top 5. Do you want to do the Podcast Alley first?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, if you haven't voted yet this month, please do. Go to punkyradio.com and click on the link at the top of the page. It says click here to vote. Enter your email address and also subject and a comment if you so wish. Read out the best comments.
And please do. It only takes a minute and it does us a favour.
Yeah, you never get spammed or anything either.
Yeah.
Thank you for all those votes. We're doing well again. We're second up. We've got 120 something votes.
We're doing really well this month.
Really
thank
good.
You all so much.
And here are the top comments. Punky. 1. Any of various minute biting flies of the family Cirripogniidae.
I thought you'd like that.
Oh, you bastard. Or 2. An excellent punk rock podcast released weekly by Paul B. Edwards, C. Smacktard, and Tony Hearn, C. Jitbag. Direct from the Punky Bunker, located in the heart of Sherwood Forest. That's my Random Gimp.
Thank you, Random Gimp.
How intellectual.
Random Gimp, Tony. You maybe ought to get to know him.
You assume him. Thanks.
Let's see if your lodger has anything to say about that.
Oh, no. Hey, Paul. I just wanted to say first that you guys fucking rock.
Yes,
I
we live... do.
Why is it to you?
God.
Unbelievable. I live in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Carnarvon.
Fuck Carnarvons.
Another Carnarvon listening to your show. I've been tuning into your crap show now for almost 6 months. And it's fucking amazing.
Yes, it is.
Keep up the great work, you smacktards. From Selkirk.
Thank you very much, Selkirk.
Nice.
Yeah.
Crap show for 6 months, and it's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
There you go.
Some people are easily pleased,
isn't it? Absolutely freaking lutely excellent. I'm absolutely too fucking old to dance. Great podcast. I laugh out loud at work all the time now that I found your podcast and have the biggest grin on my face. People are definitely wondering what's going on now, and I tell them, Cooper, Cooper, Cooper.
Yeah, not sure about that.
Keep up the good work. I think that means Cooper.
Maybe they just like Cooper.
Maybe. Good band.
Yeah.
That's from Ed E. Diamantopoulos.
Yes.
Bloody hell.
Sounds a bit Greek to me.
Doesn't it?
It's all Greek to me, Tony.
Surgeon General's warning. Crack cocaine, it rots your brain. So does Punky. Go hard or go home, you pack of piss mops. Keep up the good work. P.S. Hey, Tony, you're still a twat.
There's some random abuse directed at you this week, isn't there?
That's some Lord Raylock.
That's my job.
Yeah, they talk quite so random. Holy shit, that's good, Punky.
Yes, it is.
What's up, cunt? What's up, cunt rags? Just discovered the magical world of Punky. And I'm hooked. Keep that underground punk coming and don't let those annoying emo fucks get to you.
We'll try not to.
They're all going to slip their skinny fucking malnourished wrists anyway from Brooklyn Jeff. How nice. What a beautiful picture you painted, Jeff.
Thank you. Thoughtful, caring fans of any podcast ever, I think.
It's just a big hug of love.
It is. It's a big something of love.
Yeah, this is the last one. This is the best fucking podcast in the whole world, period, from Dean McCracken.
Dean, I can only agree with you.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
There you go.
He's not wrong. Right. So, normally on emails and messages, I read out some of the emails I've got from various listeners. All right?
Yeah.
This week, I'm concentrating on Chantel. All right?
Okay.
Chantel is from Carnardina.
Carnardina.
That makes her Anne.
Carnardina.
That's right. Now, thing is, on our group, our MySpace
Punky
group,
owns.
Punky Owns, right, I made the comment, yep. Fuck Carnardinans, fuck them.
Yeah.
Well, didn't that open a whole can of paint?
Oh, didn't it?
Right. I was getting grief left, right and centre from the Carnardinans, who I always thought was such a docile race of people. So anyway, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read out the email conversation that I had with Chantel in full.
You right? Actually replied to it.
I replied to it. I don't normally get involved, but this time I replied at length. Now, you may remember, Tony,
yes.
When we first started doing our other show on that rubbish station.
Yeah, the one we didn't talk about
that
anymore.
I got in a right fucking conversation with a 14-year-old girl who ended it by saying, look, I don't care anyway, leave me alone, I'm only 14. I thought she was 30. Right. You don't remember that, do you?
No.
It was about that band Doofus.
I don't think you told me this.
I did, I read it out on air.
I thought it was on the show then, and that show that doesn't exist anymore.
That's a fair point, actually. It might have been Frodo.
We'll talk about that off here.
Right. So, here goes. Chantel. Dear Paul, I would like to inform you that I will be boycotting Punky until I receive a formal apology for your rude, offensive language used on the Punky Owns message boards towards Canadian listeners. She said Canadian, but you know. I will also be telling others to boycott Punky until you take back your statement and give us Canadian listeners, she said Canadian, a formal apology. Also, the Punky CD that I hand out has been retracted until I receive a formal apology. Open brackets, this is where you apologise, close brackets. Sincerely, Chantel. P.S. Tony.
Yep.
I sent this to you to inform you of this injustice so that you may help in correcting the problem, which in this case is Paul's offensive language. Thank you. I replied, ha! You'll get a formal retraction on the next Punky, as a public apology is far better than a personal one. Now go and get your dummy and put it back in your pram, you crazy canarder then. Chantel replied, I refuse to send the Punky CD out again until I receive a personal apology also. I replied, tough. She replied, you're lost, you're the one missing out on getting new listeners. I replied, ooh, you're being a right big girl, now lighten up. She sent me one back, apologise. I sent her one back, never. Then I get this one from her, that's really funny. Paul, you're old enough to be my father, and you're acting like a child, grow up. So I then sent her this one back. And you're old enough to stop being silly. I called the whole of Belgium paedophiles last week and I've had... And have I had a complaint from a single Belgian? No.
I forgot about that.
As I say, lighten up, woman, take a chill pill and remember what Punky's all about. Paulie B.
Yeah.
She comes back. Actually, at the age of 16 in Canada, you're still allowed to act silly. You didn't use profane language when you talked about the people in Belgium, though, did you? I think I deserve an apology. All you have to say is I'm sorry. That's all. Is that hard? No. Okay, so try it. Okay? Thanks. So then I sent her one back. If you want it that badly, you can wait until next week's show, when I read all of these emails out. In England, you're still allowed to be silly when you're 36.
Yes.
Now leave me alone, Paul B. And then I got a final message back saying, ha, okay, but I'm still mad. Bye-bye. So,
oh dear.
On behalf of myself and Punky Radio, I'm very sorry, Chantel. Fucking ordinance. Next song.
Oh, dear.
Next song, yeah?
Yes.
Let's do the next song. The next song is by a band on... Guess which label, Tony?
Oh, rubbish. Nicotine Records.
Oh. And what's their website?
NicotineRecords.com.
Very good. Oh, dear. Now, this band, SDH, don't appear to have their own website, so I'm not even going to ask you about this.
Okay.
It's just NicotineRecords.com. The song is called Linda Blair.
Oh, right, as in the Exorcist girl.
Yeah. Do you know, I got confused, though, and thought, oh, it's the one about that deep-throating bird. But that was Linda Lovelace, wasn't it? It's easy to get the two of them confused. They can both turn their head around 360 degrees.
What kind of porn have you been watching?
I'll tell you, Tone.
Okay.
I'll tell you, the kind of porn that involves you sucking my cock and me punching your fucking head in while you're doing it. Right. Next song. I'm going through quite an evil phase at the moment, aren't I? This is called Linda Blair. This is SDH through Nicotine Records, and I'd like to thank Nicotine once again for sending this through. And I would like to dedicate this song to Felix, who has a tremendous bike. Now, the reason that I'm saying this is, I was going to play a song by SDH called Ride It.
Right.
And I was going to talk about Felix's bike.
Okay.
But then Ride It was too long. And right. I thought, I can't talk about Felix's bike and then just play a song by Linda Lovelace, because I've got the wrong thing. Oh, it's Linda Blair. I like that a lot. And I also like this, Tony.
Oh, yes.
Our brand new Beds by one of my favourite bands.
Yep.
And you've been to see them as well.
Yep.
And we recommend to absolutely everyone listening to this show, if you get the chance, when you're not going to nicotinerecords.com or myspace.com/nicotinerecords.
Right.
You have a look at the Dead 60s. Have a listen to the Dead 60s. Go into your nearest convenient record store and buy the Dead 60s eponymously titled first album.
Yep.
Dead 60s. They're a fantastic band. And at the moment, we're playing some Beds that are mixed up from a special dub CD that came out on the limited edition of their first album, which we were sent by their major label record company.
Yes.
This is big fucking news for Punky, and it's big fucking news for the Dead 60s. They're very lucky to be on this show.
to have a little listen to it.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
What?
No, down, Tony, down.
Oh,
no, down, Tony. Hear me now! This is the Dead 60s, man. We've got the Dead 60s doing the bed for us.
It's quick.
It is brilliant. Because, you know, I said I got in touch with Dead 60s.
Yes, if you
and they said we would love you to be able to do it, but you'll have to go through our US management team.
Yep.
And I spoke to them, and they went, brilliant. We'd love to have you play them, as long as, if it's possible, you could mention them once or twice when you're playing the beds.
Well, that's
and
not
I said,
a problem.
We do that every week already. Yeah. We'd love to.
Add them to the beds page then on the band's collection.
So this is a bit of great stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Because, you know,
pod safe as you like.
We haven't really played much reggae or ska on the show, have we, really? But, you know, I'm a big fan of it. You're not really, but
I like
I love it.
Ska punk.
You like ska punk. So you're halfway there, man. Dead 60s. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Right, Tone. Have you got a twat?
Yes, I have.
Let's have it.
Okay. If you have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with a twat's name.
where they're from, and the reason for the nomination.
Oh, and just one more thing.
Yeah?
I'll put Dead 60s on our MySpace.friends this week, so everyone can go and find them.
I'll make sure I add them to the band's page.
They've got some songs on their profile as well. They're a fantastic band. Fantastic. Sorry.
No worries. So, yes, this week's from Elliot.
Elliot. It's another E.T. theme.
I know.
Told you to.
Elliot.
Be What's wrong with your finger?
Okay. I want to nominate someone for Nizza Twat, if I may. Very polite. I like it.
Yes, you can.
This guy is probably my most hated person at the moment.
Oh, dear.
His name is Nathan Phoenix from Wrexham in Wales. Why is a twat, you ask? Well, it all started about a couple of months ago, back at the end of last year at school term, when somehow, I don't know how, a secret of mine got loose and I was publicly announced as gay. Imagine my horror walking down a corridor and people saying I fancied Jamie, someone from the year, and that I was gay. Well, it all seemed fine for a while, the occasional rippings, but nothing really bad, until I left school and joined Bebo, which is a school version of MySpace. And then it all went downhill from then. When I found out I was going to college, I was so happy I texted all my mates on my mobile about the good news. I ended up also sending one of them to Nathan, being at the time what I thought was still a friend of mine. People would text back with things like, "That's great, well done, and fantastic," and stuff like that. Nathan put, "Fuck off, leave me alone, I don't talk to gays. Never talk to me again." As you could expect, I was shocked. This is serious.
This is serious.
As you could expect, I was shocked by this and appalled. No, that's appalled.
No, I'm appalled. Mm.
He's appalled that a person I once considered as a close mate had said this. I was livid. Over the course of time, he and his mates had yabbered on about me over cyberspace and called me names like Butt Monkey, Dick Muncher, and oddly enough, Crotch Goblin. So, for all this betrayal and evil, I want to nominate Nathan Phoenix and his dickhead mates for Nizza Twat. Cheers from Elliot. That's fair enough.
I think that Elliot is from the James Ackley podcast.
Really?
Yeah. Make sure you give them a listen. The James Ackley podcast. They're young lads. They're only sort of 16.
Yep.
So, because I said to them, look, I'm not, I'll be honest with you guys, I'm not really on, well, I like to think I'm not entirely on your wavelength. But I will tell our younger listeners to check you out. I think they'll really like you.
Didn't we play the promo?
We did play the promo.
Yeah, I remember. So, here we go.
Ready? Yeah. No, I can do this, Tony.
Okay.
Check my bad self.
You just want to press the button, didn't you?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I'll press your button.
That's three gay shows in a week now.
I'll lick it.
The gay content's going up.
I'll circle my tongue around it until it throbs.
Up to your nuts and guts.
What a great phrase.
I've heard that one before.
No. Up to your nuts and guts.
Yeah.
And I thought I was bad. Yours.
Sorry.
What would your lodger think?
Nathan Phoenix and his dickhead mates
is a twat. I love the Dead 60s, man. That's a good Izzet track this week. That's a good one. That made me laugh all the way through. So,
hey.
I've got a new profile on MySpace because, you know, I'm 36. And it's Paul's Poetry.
Right.
I've set it up. I've been threatening to set it up for a while.
Yeah.
And because I kept thinking I was going to do it in here, but then I realised I could use my dictaphone.
You could do it yourself with your dictaphone.
I could do it myself with my dictaphone.
Sure, there's a gag there somewhere.
I'm sure there's it.
Probably.
Right. I'm sure Total Talk Nonsense will come up with something hilarious.
Did you resend those clips?
No, I didn't resend those clips. One strike and they're out. If he can't look after his own computer, he can fuck off. Right, so I've set up this profile, Paul's Poetry. Now, I started writing poems when I was 12.
Right.
And I'd pretty much given up by the time I was 22.
Right.
I had about 10 years of teenage angst and Thunderbird Red. Right, to write fucking poems, right? And I thought, I've never really read any of these out. I've never really done much about them.
Right.
I'll just stick them on a MySpace profile, see if anyone likes them. But I have decided I'm only going to add chicks.
Nice.
I'm not going to add blokes. Because blokes don't want to hear poems, do they?
No.
Girls do. Most of them are funny. Don't worry. They're not serious or anything. They're all right. You know, they're not. They're daft. They're suitably daft.
Is it just nice looking chicks or just all chicks?
All chicks.
Right, okay.
All chicks. All chicks are welcome.
All chicks all the time.
Yeah. MySpace.com/Paul's Poetry or it's on... I'll put that on the Punky page this week as well. For 1 week only. I'm not going to leave it on there.
No.
1 week only, it'll be on our MySpace page. But I have added one bloke called... He's an Irish stand-up comic.
Right.
Called Michael Legg. And I meant to put in a friend request, that's easy for me to say, to his page. Right. Through my Paul B. Edwards profile.
Yeah.
But I did it through the wrong one. So then I signed out, went into the right one. Then got in touch with him again and said, listen, don't worry about that first one. I'm only adding chicks, right? He sent me a message back saying, I don't care. I'm in touch with my feminine side and will pretend to be a woman. So I've added Michael Legg, but he's the only bloke I'm adding to that profile. So, fellas, don't bother. Chicks only. Because chicks like poetry and blokes would rather play football. That's how it should be.
Yeah.
And that's how it will be.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of which, we have got a poem from a bloke this week. Now, we did get one from The Laughing Man, but it came in too late for me to sort it out.
Right, yeah.
This one is from Fat Boy.
All right.
Right, Fat
Trippy
Boy.
Bloke.
Yeah, this is not a long poem.
Good. Keeping him with his short show.
It's almost two haikus.
Ooh.
But it's a decent enough one. I think you'll like it. Here goes. This week's Poetry Corner. And if you do have a poem you'd like to send me, can you please send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, not anywhere else?
No.
Because they just get lost. Send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, typing your email, Poetry Corner. Here goes. This is Fat Boy's poem. Tell me, fair maiden, how mad must one... I'm going to start again. Tell me, fair maiden, how mad must one be to dress up like Robin and podcast from a tree? Why, madder than a fish at the height of his glee. Just ask those two smacktards called Paul and Tony.
nice
little poem, fella. Like it.
Nice.
Like it a lot.
No abuse. Like it. Like it.
No abuse. Well done, Fat Boy.
Cool.
He's got mantits. Right. I thought of a... I didn't call them mantits, did I, the other day?
What did you call them?
Fellabaps.
Nice.
He's got fellabaps. Look at that fucker over there. He's got fucking fellabaps. I had a brilliant idea. Sorry about... I'll tell you in the next bit. Just... say Reverend Ian Paisley to me in the next bit, all right?
Okay.
Okay. Right, next song.
Yep.
Is by a band on the Nicotine Records label.
Yep.
I'd like to dedicate this song to Hamboy, stroke Felix, mm-hmm. who's in the Royal Free in Hampstead. Hamboy in Hampstead is having an operation on his second favourite organ this week. And we all hope it goes well. I've got my fingers crossed for you. And Tony is worshipping the poo, as usual. Right, this is by a band called Model Citizen. Now, I don't think they've got a website either, other than you can find them at nicotinerecords.com. So, again, you don't get the chance to vote here, so it's just 1-1, isn't it, still?
Yeah.
It's 1-1, which means the last one's going to be a nice decider. Oh, it's a nice decider. Anyway, this is quite rocky. This band are not from Italy. They're from the States.
Okay.
And this rock, this is greasy, dirty rock. This is called Empty Room, and I like it. I wonder if you will, Mr. Tony.
Hmm. We'll be right back.
That's nice, though, isn't it? That is a good, greasy, dirty rock song.
Yeah.
And this is the Cemetery Surfers. Thank you very much, Jeff, for your input. And actually, for his... Jeff
Ugly
shoes out the Cemetery Surfers. He's done us a lot of good, hasn't he? He's really helped out.
Yes.
Nice one, Jeffrey. I bet he doesn't like me called that.
Reverend Ian Paisley.
The Reverend Ian Paisley, right. We were... I went to see Eddie and the Hot Rods on Saturday night.
Right.
Right. And actually, some news about them. I spoke to them afterwards. I didn't know. I'd completely forgotten that I know Richard, who's the guitar player with Eddie and the Hot Rods. Okay. I forgot about it, right? Went down there, went in. Not that many people there, sadly. They were really good, though.
Where was it?
Right. Black Market.
Oh, okay.
In Wadham. Yeah. Right. Went in, saw Richard almost immediately, walked over to him and said, "Fucking hell, Richard, what are you doing here?" "I'm here because I live near here. What's your excuse?"
Yeah.
He said, "I'm the guitarist in Eddie and the Hot Rods." I went, "Oh, yeah." Twat. Right, so we sit down with Sam from Monkey Fist and April,
yeah,
his missus, right?
Mm-hmm.
We sat down, and the Psychedelic Furs, "Pretty in Pink," starts,
pretty,
right?
Yeah.
And we're all really, really belling it out. Going, "Pretty in pink, isn't she?" And I just burst into my best Reverend Ian Paisley. And I was like, "Pretty in pink, isn't she?" Like, I went, "Oh, fucking hell. Wouldn't that be brilliant if they did a politician's Stars in Their Eyes?" And the Reverend Ian Paisley went up to Matthew Kelly or whichever fucking twat it is now and said, "This evening, Matthew, I am going to be the lead singer of the Psychedelic Furs, and there will never be a United Ireland." "Put her in pink."
Nice.
Of course, only our UK listeners will probably know who the Reverend Ian Paisley is, but he's a right card.
Such a card.
He's such a card. He's so cheeky with his politics and that. So, I've done that. Oh, yeah. Also, supporting Eddie and Hot Rods was Paul Carter. Paul Carter, who is a bit of a Derby punk rock legend and solo acoustic artist, but who really fucked me off at the Wasted Festival the other year.
Right, why?
When he was on just before me, I sat and watched his act and clapped all the way through and clapped and cheered and that, and then I walked on, and yeah, he went and sat on the front table and fucking talked all the way through, the ignorant fucker.
Nice.
So we talked all the way through his act on Saturday, teach him a lesson. I don't think you noticed. Yeah,
fair enough.
That was that. Have alcohol got any gigs this week, Tom?
No. We look like we might have one booked now for near the end of November.
Oh, well, that's something to look forward to.
Isn't it? We're going to start practising. And we did some video shooting there on Sunday, finally. So
finally,
we might nearly finish that damn video we've been shooting since
the video.
February.
Where's the bloody album?
Oh, that's on the cards as well. We're rubbish, really.
Yeah, it's on the cards. It's certainly not in the fucking shop.
It's not on CD. True.
It's on the cards. Oh, just send me the cards for Christmas. There you go.
So, anyway,
that's our CD in card form.
So when did you choose to be a cherry-headed bump snugger, by the way?
Oh, yeah, fucking hell. I forgot again.
Yeah.
Like,
I know.
Last Tuesday, because we were going to be going to Hamboy's sadly postponed wedding.
All right.
And it was going to be a real, real rock and roll do with the Newtown Centres.
All right, nice.
We're going to be the ushers, and then they're going to do a gig at night, ushers in the wigs and everything, full bit. Theme for the main party, because we were witnesses and all that, because we're always looking.
Always looking.
Always looking.
Always.
Always looking. Was red, white and black.
Yeah.
So Kerry, the proper Mrs. Edwards, who's been dying to dye my hair for literally years.
Yeah.
Because she says it's just because she wants to. I think it's because she knows I'm going quite grey and she wants me to look younger. But she never calls me Mr. Grey.
Right. Okay. You could have gone with the white.
But from now on, she may call me... She mailed. I nearly didn't need any dye for that. But now she calls me El Diablo. Because, because she dyed my hair. It took her ages. It took two coats.
Yeah, okay.
Right? She lovingly caressed and dyed my hair and beard black, but with the big long bit in the middle of my beard red.
Yeah.
Or as I call it, the pussy tickler.
Right. Okay.
And she's done a little red streak in the hair as well, right? I just sat there and moaned for ages, getting really pissed off. Then the wedding was postponed, and obviously I'm very upset about that.
Mm.
But I'm particularly angry because I've dyed my hair for nothing.
God.
Right. Thing is, I keep forgetting I've got black hair with a red streak in it and a black beard with a red bit down the middle.
Yeah.
that quite possibly may resemble Sophia Loren when she's on.
God, right. Sweet Jesus.
Right. I keep forgetting that it's happened, and I couldn't understand why everyone was staring at me in Mansfield Asda the other day until I got home and walked past the mirror in my lounge and looked at it and went, fucking hell.
It's like a mirror to the past.
Fuck off.
It's 1986 all over again.
Fuck off. Funniest comment of the week about my hair, though, was from Seb, who did the TV licence song and does the theme tune for us.
Yeah.
And Seb said to me, oh, I didn't know Just For Men were doing a Halloween range.
That's great.
Line. What a line. I'm nicking that, Seb.
Nice.
That'll be in my act, which this weekend I shall be performing at Southampton Jonglers.
Nice one.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And next Tuesday, Halloween, it'll be...
Of course it is.
Because it'll be...
Bloody hell.
I'd forgotten, it'll be a Halloween special next week.
Yeah, yeah, because, on the day.
Because we do what everyone else in radio and podcast land does, and we do a Halloween special. But ours is better than everyone else's, because we've actually got Halloween music.
Truly scary music.
We've got some truly scary music.
Jesus.
Scary biscuits.
Maybe resurrect the end time courses bit. For 1 week only.
The what?
That scary music we used to have at the start. 10 o'clock courses.
Scary music!
Scary music.
Oh,
maybe.
Yeah, and I can do that sound file, the 666 sound file as well. Don't spoil it, but because I've got that, haven't I, as well?
From last year. I've got it home.
So we'll get that.
Hey.
Get that as well. But yeah, next Tuesday night, Halloween, when all the witches will be out in Clophill, all the witches. And I will be always looking at the witches later on. Because
nice.
I'm doing a gig in Henlow. At the Engineer's Arms, you know that brilliant pub I was saying about? It's just got this fantastic beer there, basically. And then when the gig's finished, we're going to fuck off over to Clophill and have a look at the witches.
Nice.
Yeah.
So are you going to keep them here like that, then?
It's the only way I'll get past the witches' security. they'll say, you, sir, and they'll go, no, sorry. You know, you, sir, you got any ID? No, sir, they'll get to me. You, sir, who are you? I am El Diablo. Let me through. I watched some. I had a fucking massive film day yesterday.
Did you?
We watched The Doors in the afternoon.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then we opened them and went into the cinema.
Hooray!
I just saw that.
Oh,
no, we watched The Doors on DVD yesterday afternoon.
Right.
Then we watched The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen at night.
Oh, yes, on telly, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh,
then
yes.
The problem with Zed was went to bed.
Yeah.
But I stayed up to watch From Dusk Till Dawn and played with myself.
Oh, I watched that last night.
What me playing
film.
With myself?
Yeah,
you
out your
bastard.
Window. Didn't you see me?
Oh, that was you. Always looking.
We watched Alien 4.
Alien 4?
Yeah, much better than Alien 3.
Has your lodger seen that as well?
Yeah.
Has she seen that before as well?
Yeah, but she'd missed half of it. So
she'd missed half of it.
It's a good film.
And did you and the lodger manage to concentrate on the film all the way through?
Yeah.
Shame. It's a shame you're both clearly always looking. Never. Yeah. All right,
leave
then.
It.
Oh, I haven't put the... Shit, say something important.
Okay, don't forget. T-shirts, I mentioned them all show again. myspace.com/... No. Go to punkyradio.com.
Punkyradio.com.
Under the home
link. Take a breath.
There is a store link. Click on that. You will go to our Cafe Press T-shirt store, which you can peruse our T-shirt collection and buy one of them in 4 different colours and designs.
Nice.
Yes, thank you very much. Selling well again. There's a new one on there as of last week.
Chicks Dig My Trousers.
That's the one.
And there's a T-shirt as well.
And if you have any ideas for a design that isn't on there, email me, tony@punkyradio.com, and I will put on a T-shirt for you and you can buy it.
Well done. Last song. I'd like to dedicate this song to Felix / Hamboy.
Okay.
This song is from Nicotine Records, as all the songs are this evening. Thank you very much to Nicotine Records. Hopefully we'll play some more of their stuff in the future as well. This is by the band we played at the start of the show,
Wild Weekend.
Because we only got 4 CDs sent through from Nicotine, so I thought the band that I thought would be most suitable for this show, we'd play 2 songs on.
Cool.
And I decided it would be the Wild Weekend. Now, you've already got their MySpace page, right? myspace.com/wildweekend. What I want to know is, Tony, and you're only getting one crack at this, it's one all. Okay. Tony the internet, you're getting one
I'm
crack at
this.
I'm feeling
the pressure.
What is the Wild Weekend's website address?
wildweekends.com.
sorry, mate, it's the wildweekend.net.
Oh, it's
Tony one, Paulie B in the internet two. Once again, the might of Microsoft, Apple, Google, and me have narrowly beaten Tony.
Good.
I'll narrowly beat you. I'll beat you to within an inch of your fucking life, you dirty fucking whore.
Leave it.
All right, then. This is... Oh, actually, and this is why I'm dedicating this one to Felix, of course.
Okay.
It's called You Make Me Feel Better.
Oh. Well, I don't need a girl, I don't need no friends, yes. I'm just a nigga toy, I need something with my face. And I don't understand why they all look the same. Seems to make me big when they all are gone insane. I'm gonna be further, I'm gonna be up tonight. I'm gonna be better, cause you, you make me feel better. Cause you, you make me feel better. Get lost, I don't wanna go there. I'm looking for some action. I just wanna sex out. This is my affliction. I'm gonna be better. I'm gonna be up tonight. I'm gonna be better. Cause you, you make me feel better. Cause you, you make me feel better.
Do you know, I'd managed to get that spot on as well. I just got it on the second, on the button, on the number, and then you scared me with the scary not turning your thing down.
I've got six buttons in, I just pressed them all.
I know. I just pressed them all. Well, you certainly pushed my buttons, Tony.
It's quite a relaxing show, and they'll scare the crap out of me at the end.
Thank you very much to Nicotine Records this week. The very best of luck to Hamboy.
Yes.
Make sure that you visit our various profiles and websites. Punkyradio.com is your first point of contact.
Yeah.
Everything else, everything's the information's there. MySpace.com/Punkyradio, PodcastAlley.com, Britcaster.com, which is the home of British podcasting.
Yes.
Podcast Pickle, if you're in a happy, smiley, flowery mood.
And you like green.
Make sure you buy a T-shirt at Cafe Press, and if you can't afford it, borrow some fucking money.
Yeah.
Next week's show, I might try and do the Carnarvon and Scar Punky thing for next week.
Carnarvon and Ardens?
Yeah, Carnarvon and Ardens. To make up for my abuse this week,
yeah,
I'll play a load of Carnarvon and music next week.
Sound
like a deal?
Deal.
Sorry, Chantel.
Wow.
How about that? That was even said from the heart.
I blame the die.
If you get the chance...
It's gone to the bloodstream.
If you get the chance to be in the Southampton area over the weekend, I'm playing Southampton Jonglers. If you get the chance to not be doing anything at the end of next month, you might catch alcohol unless it's been cancelled.
Yeah, it'll be alright.
Don't forget,
fine.
There's my new profile. It'll be on MySpace for only 1 week, Paul's Poetry. Also visit the use the forums at Last Minute. God, there's so much to do.
Let's go to punkyradio.com. They're on there as well.
Just go to punkyradio.com. Everything's there.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Everything's there from there.
I'm exhausted. At the very end of this, we're going to be playing a promo for the Night Nurse show.
Night Nurse?
Yeah. The Night Nurse show. It's okay. A British podcast.
Nice.
And they played us on their one
over
the week gone. But at the end of that, there's going to be a little something else as well.
Ooh.
So make sure you listen right to the end of the show this week.
Okay.
Okay.
Extra content.
Shall we have 30 seconds of this to finish it?
It's a bit of content. Okay.
Shall we just let it go?
Yeah.
Down, Tony, down. I'm sorry, I haven't said say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
It's better.
Bunch of guns, yeah.
What the fuck?
fuck are you talking about? Shut the fuck up.
We're the Night Nurse Crew and we're gonna get it all. We start Natasha, Uncle Shem, Steve and John. Our musings are amusing and we're lyrics and satirical. So come and take a listen and you'll find out what you're missing.
Fucking
that's
horrible.
So wrong. That's so wrong.
Wrong on too many levels.
That's made all the hair on my legs stand up.
This is a war and you must prepare for battle.
I'm pleased to say I've never seen or heard my parents humping.
The other observation I made was the dickhead who was dressed up as a suicide bomber.
Yeah, correct, you know.
Oh my God, he's really fucking cute. For all this and more, go to www.nightnurseshow.com.
Now, children, it's approaching Christmas. In fact, there are eggs in Woolworths. This means that a lot of you emo lovers out there will probably be wanting to buy your own little kitten blurred this year. So let's just rush over to Santa's grotto and see if there's any being made. Wanker! Oh, that's a dud.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.